Good morning. I'm Louis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Nadia Munoz and Clarence Court. Nadia is a director and Clarence the assistant director of the Military Success Center here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Nadia and Clarence, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Now, a lot of people may not be familiar with the Military Success Center. Perhaps they think that it's associated in some way with Fort Bliss because we have a lot of military families here. But also, you all have just received commendation for Best for Vets, one of the top colleges in the nation. And so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So tell us about the Success Center, Nadia.
Well, the Military Student Success Center has been on campus. It was created in April 2013. So even though we're going on about, you know, we're hitting close to 3 years, so we've been around for 2.5 years, it's really important that we engage with our military-affiliated students right at the initial contact, that they not only apply to the university, they get accepted. With military-affiliated students, we take care of student veterans, so those who are no longer serving in the armed forces, reservists, National Guardists, those who are still doing their 1 week in a month and can definitely be called back to active duty, the active duty population, those serving at Fort Bliss, but ultimately any active duty student who could be stationed anywhere overseas, they might be deployed, or maybe they're stationed in another state. And of course, with the online programming, that's becoming more popular for an active duty individual to be taken an online program here at UTEP. And then the last, but definitely not least, the family members. So the dependents, the children, the spouses of those who ultimately live here now, or maybe they came here to Fort Bliss because their spouse is stationed here. So we take care of all of those students. We have about 3,000 of them, some using military educational benefits between the VA, Hazelwood, or tuition assistance. But some of those, about 1,000 of those, aren't. So we still open our doors at the Military Student Success Center in the library. So if a student is transitioning from the military, and I want to emphasize that it's not just those who are serving in the military, who have served in the military, that deal with the transitional challenges. Even the families do. So they can come in there, talk with any of us who are all military affiliated, just like Clarence and I are veterans, but we have student veterans who work there. We have about 15, so they can engage with all of our staff, talk about the ins and outs of UTEP or how they can be successful. And it's important to have that audience that can hear them out and cater their needs, because they are such an important demographic to our students here at UTEP.
We are also joined, as I mentioned, by Clarence Court, and he's the assistant director of the Military Success Center. Clarence, as Nadia mentioned, both of you are veterans, so I would think that it would be easier for you all to relate to some of these students and what they're going through, and especially if they haven't been in school for a while or they come straight out of the military and into school. It's quite a change.
Yeah, it is quite a change. I think the good thing about us is, like myself, I hadn't went to school for a long time. I got out of the military in 2009, and I came and I transitioned into UTEP. So I do have that experience, that shared experience with them. Some of our work studies, they came straight out of the military. They're young. So there's a wide variety of individuals there that would be able to relate to military-affiliated students. We have dependents. I mean, just a wide gamut of individuals that if they have any sort of issues, they can come to us. And they tend to be more relaxed when they're talking to somebody who they know has been through it themselves.
And Nadia, you, as I mentioned, are a veteran as well. And some of these students who are getting, it's very wide, the demographic. You can get some very young people, and then you can get, of course, some older students, or non-traditional students, as they're called. So tell us about dealing with younger people and older people, and what are some of the differences that you have to apply to them, or are they going through some of the similar things as veterans?
Well, you make a great point. Some are younger, some are older. The younger generation are the ones who are coming back and have been more engaged with the OIF, OEF wars in Afghanistan or in Iraq. And so the interesting thing that I can comment on is that, as we've seen nationwide and just an increase of awareness, not only as more veterans are coming into a higher education setting, but just overall, they come with the challenges, very unfortunate, but with the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury. And the important thing is that we recognize that. So immediately, if one of those younger veterans or even older veterans that maybe just have retired, so they've been in the military for 20 years, but now are choosing to come to school or come back to school to finish their degree, we have that communication ready for them. So we can refer them to other resources on campus or even other community resources that can help with establishing that area, that avenue, that approach so that their PTSD can be understood. It's great here on campus to have CAS, the Center for Accommodating Student Services, but even around campus, since El Paso is such a rich veteran and military support city, there's a lot of those that are reaching out to Clarence and I at the MSSC and saying, hey, how can we engage more with your students? Because we know that those challenges are real. The last thing that we want is for a student to be sitting in their classroom or to be sitting at the library trying to study, trying to listen to their professor, engage with their classmates, but they can't because that PTSD or those effects from the military, maybe they have a disability, a physical disability, but maybe that takes over them. So we see that even with the young and the older crowd. But the great thing about the older crowd is that they bring so much experience to the classroom. They've been in the military for a couple of decades, of course, so they immediately can take that leadership and ownership because they need to take that ownership of their education. One of the things that we always tell our students, that Clarence and I always tell them, is welcome to an independent learning community where you are responsible for your education. In the military, it's more of a teamwork ability. It's more about somebody telling you what to do, where to be, and how to do it. Here in this atmosphere in higher education, it's on you. So we let our students know, hey, no matter what you come with great things. But if you're dealing with a challenge that's taking you to be overwhelmed in the classroom, let's talk about it. Let's get you that help that you need. So no matter younger generation, older generation, they have those challenges, but we try to help them immediately with those.
I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that you all have been honored with being named one of the top schools as best for vets by Military Times. Tell us a little bit about this magazine, but perhaps people want to know how you all were selected.
Sure, absolutely. I'll start us off, and Clarence can probably definitely add to it. With Military Times, this is a really popular military magazine that every year they reach out to the universities and they say, just answer a few questions for us. It's a questionnaire. Let us know how many students you have, the things that you're doing for them, outreach, recruitment. We definitely emphasize that Fort Bliss is our neighbor in town, and we let them know everything that we do. So with that, they pull all of this data from across nationwide, any school that does the questionnaire, and that's how they rank them. So it's been fantastic since we've been doing this since 2013. We've seen our ranking go higher and higher every year, and that's ultimately the more services we do with more students that are coming here and choosing UTEP as their home and their military, of course, everything that we encompass this is very much attributed to this ranking. So we're very proud of that.
Yeah, and the other thing about that ranking is we're actually, and I'm not trying to brag, but we're actually number 2 in Texas. So although we're number 20 overall, if you look at the list, there's only one other college in Texas that's ranked higher than us. But I think as a department and then UTEP as a whole, we're very proud of our ranking, but we're never satisfied. We always want to move forward. We always want to do more. We try to listen to our students, incorporate new things. So that's really important, is to look at it and say, yeah, we love this. We appreciate it. It shows the hard work that we've started, but it's a never-ending thing that we try to do to service our students.
One of the things that you mentioned, Nadia, earlier, and you know, this is the holiday season. A lot of people think about families and friends, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, we think of the men and women who are deployed and can't spend the holidays with their loved ones. So, tell us about the services that you mentioned earlier about reaching out to family and dependents.
So that's probably one of the greatest challenges that we internally have, because a lot of students will think, well, I can't go to the MSSC if I'm not using educational benefits. And that's a stigma we definitely want to get rid of. We have, as Clarence and I have highlighted, we have students that are dependents who are working for us. And so for them to engage and come in and just tell us, I can think of a couple conversations we had with students that they say, well, I just moved here. Besides UTEP, I don't know what El Paso has. I don't know what El Paso has for me. Fort Bliss is great, but how can I get more engaged with this community? Or they recognize they'll be here for a few years, so of course they want to make it the best. But we embrace that. A lot of us, I know I'm not originally from here, so a lot of us had to deal with that and had to kind of grow to become UTEP as our home. So we support with a lot of social events. You know, when they become students here, we want them to stay on campus, of course, as much as we can, because that ultimately can lead to success. So we do monthly lunch socials with them. We just finished up wrapping up a Veterans Appreciation Week. And even though it does say veterans in the title, we say, hey, dependents, family members, come out to these events as well. You can come to a breakfast. You can come to even we partner up with other support departments around the university. The Career Center does a few things. And so we want any type of military-affiliated student, veteran, reservist, family member, to feel engaged and welcomed by our department.
Are we, as far as the University of UTEP, as far as dealing with and having military students or former military, has that grown? Has our enrollment as far as veterans and military dependents, students risen, as far as you all know?
It definitely has, and very specifically with the family members. So that's a great tie into that question, because from the past 3 years, and some of that could be due to Hazelwood, but with that, whether it's through a benefit or the fact that a family member is saying, yeah, I want to pick UTEP because they seem military friendly, or maybe they're offering that program that they're attracted to. We've seen that grow from 600 to about 800 and beyond at this point, just in the past few years.
Nadia, our listeners may be interested or perhaps wondering, okay, tell us a little bit more about Hazelwood.
Sure, absolutely. So Hazelwood is a fantastic state benefit. So the state of Texas for decades. I can't remember when Hazelwood first got kicked off, but it has changed a lot. In 2009 is when they opened the veteran who enlisted in Texas and still resides in Texas. They allowed the veteran to pass it on to their family. So there are certain eligibility requirements, of course, for the dependent to be eligible. Right off the back, the most popular is legacy, and so the child gets that one. But there are certain requirements where the spouse could get it, and a child could get it as well, but that depends on the disability or if the veteran is deceased. So we've seen the legacy grow, and we adore that because we want students to be taking advantage of their parents or whoever their guardians may have passed that Hazelwood benefit on to them.
As we're approaching near the end of our program, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that, and you mentioned it a little bit a while ago, as far as intermingling with other students and the community. When you're coming from the military, it's almost like you're an international exchange student because you come in and it's a different atmosphere and you have those ties to your buddies in the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Navy, whatever. And so it takes somebody like you all to help them and say, look, we've been there, so we know what it's like, and they're not, for lack of a better word, homesick.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We definitely it's so interesting once you see a veteran come to UTEP because they want to cling on to somebody. Just like you said, in the military, you have that sponsor or you have an immediate supervisor that you can go and talk to, and then they'll take care of the ins and outs. They really square you away. Here at UTEP, who is the department or the individual who can help that for our students? And so that's who we try to be.
Anything else that you would like to add, perhaps, Clarence, as we wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to know that the having those mentorship programs and having our department doing this for those individuals transitioning in, because when I came in 2009, we didn't have any of those things. And it's something that I did wish we had. And like I said, as a veteran myself, coming into the college and having programs like that, I think it's very important for the veterans to take advantage of those programs.
Nadia, as we close the program here, if you wouldn't mind perhaps giving us the link to your website so people can find out more about the Success Center.
Absolutely. It is military.utep.edu. Our email is msse@utep.edu, and of course we are on Facebook, so please like our Facebook and let us know if anybody out there needs anything.
Well, thank you all very much for being with us, and thank you very much for your service to our country.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Nadia Munoz in Clarence Court with the Military Success Center. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our producer is Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sines.